A Rubber Gimp's Adventure. Written and copyright by Rubberbound Cop. October 21, 2016. Categories: audiobooks, bondage, gimp, rubber, scene, stories. Attempting to write my next post, a sir decided to order me into a gimp status as he was going to head over to my place after picture evidence was forwarded to him upon completing his orders of how to gear up. First went on a wide, thick, and heavy metal cock ring. This would be very quickly be complemented by a metal chastity. Second would be a large rubber plug inserted. After giving a short time to acclimate to these two items, it was time to put on my rubber suit that has built-in toe socks. Elbow-length industrial thick rubber gloves were put on before the suit to ensure they could not be removed till after the suit was removed. The inside of the suit was heavily J-looped per sir's orders. The next step was to put on boots that had just over 3.5 inches heels on them. I was not to walk in them till after the headgear was on and all was locked on. The headgear consisted of earbuds with wax plugs that sealed any gaps around and over the earbuds, and then a this rubber hood with built-in tube gag and nose tubes. The hood had perforated eye holes to which a pair of sunglass swim goggles was fitted over the hood. A thick leather collar and rubber leash completed the headgear. Finally, sir had me add leather wrist and ankle restraints and lock them along with the collar. From this point on, I now had to refer to myself as it, gimp or object. It could only respond to those two names as well any other action, and it would be punished. It would only be allowed to make one grunt for yes and two grunts for no. Absolutely no other sounds were allowed. Any other sound of any type and it would be punished on the spot. The earbuds were now connected to the phone where an instruction video would play on loop. The video instructed it what to do, how to breathe, what to breathe and when to breathe certain substances. To this sir would randomly force the inhaling of more substances, each time till he received the desired effect from it. Once sir was happy when his rubber object reached a maximum horny gimpy state, he then took the keys and put them in his pants pocket. His pants were so extremely tight that the keys showed their impression in his back pocket, making a constant reminder that sir now owned it and that sir had possession of the keys. Sir had ordered it that it was no longer allowed to sit in a chair while in gear, so to reinforce this, sir taped a spike pad to all the chairs it would normally sit in. It was only allowed to walk, stand, squat, kneel, or all fours on the floor. No other position was allowed. After a few hours, sir felt that it could manage standing and walking in the boots and was able to maintain the gimpy state sir desired, so he left for the night and said he returned in a couple of hours. During this time it would have to work on some upcoming posts for its site. Sir said that if it did not at least complete 3 posts it would have to pay the price. Sir did not return till late morning the following day. Sir was not pleased that it did not finish even 1 post but was very happy it was still in the gimpy state sir left it in when he left the previous night. During the recharging of the phone sir would seriously abuse it, making it in a out of control submissive state. Sir would not lighten up till after the phone was fully recharged and reconnected to the earbuds. Not being pleased of the no posts finished sir up the states and managed to get the gimp 3 times as worked up and horny. Sir would maintain this for nearly 3 more hours when tiny breaks here and there before letting it resume its original state. For feeding time sir fed it a liquid diet of a mix of protein shakes mixed with his cum inserted via a feeding syringe inserted into the feeding tube during feeding times. With it always in the state it was in, it never got any sleep, but sir did not mind that as long as it was no less than super gimpy. By evening sir decided to back sir's truck halfway into the garage and then had it lie down face up in the bed of his pickup truck and proceed to clip each of the restraints to the side walls of the truck. Sir's truck has a cap over the back that was closed and locked after sir made all the connection points very secure, stretching sir's rubber object firmly taut in a spread eagle style. At this point the repeating video on the iPhone was stopped and a recording started to play in its place, also set to loop. The recording gave instruction on how it was to act and what it was to do when sir said certain words. For instance, when it heard the word rubber, it had to do a full squat and hold the squat for 5 seconds before resuming its previous position, whatever that would be at the time, and this was to be done anywhere it heard the word from sir. Another instance was when it heard sir say the word leash, it has to grunt long 3 times as loud as it could do. One more example was every time sir cleared sir's voice, it would have to squeeze its plug heavily while squirming for a minimum of 10 times no matter where it was or when. Sir now got into sir's truck and drove out of the garage and locked up the house. Once back in the truck, sir drove off. The drive was long, it was told after the scene ended. The drive was 3.25 hours. Sir had driven to sir's second home up in another state up in the mountains. Once there, sir took it out of the truck bed and led it by the leash around to the back of sir's house and led it down the basement hatchway. There it was backed up to a post and its arms were locked around the back, locking it to the post with its back to the post. Using a chain, the same was done to its ankles. The room was pitch black. Sir put sir's face only a few inches in front of its face and slid its glasses to its forehead. Sir's mouth went over its breathing tube and then sir forced a lung full of smoke into it. Sir would repeat this over and over, but in between each dose sir would talk to it eye to eye. Sir started with, "It's a fucked gimp now, isn't it?" It grunted once firmly, "It's the property of sir now and there is nothing it can do about it. Now is there?" It grunted twice extremely firmly, "Ah, it's going to get much more fucked now. Ha ha." Sir then put the glasses back over the eyes. After a long time of this, sir released it from the post and took it back out the truck and had it sit in the front and drove to a party at a bar. There sir used the key words a lot and said sir was amazed that it did the correct responses required for each instance. Beer was the reward, piss was the punishment for each of the 4 missed ones. The piss would be administered by sir at the time of each offense. When the bar closed, it was put back in the truck and brought back to sir's basement. It was locked in an upright cage that forced it to stand and allowed for almost no movement. Sir went to bed and had one of his other subs keep an eye on it and was allowed to work this gimp's tits whenever he wanted. This seemed to be timed with every time it started to nod off. When sir woke in the AM, sir took back over and released it from the cage and took it to a local breakfast place. As sir ate sir's breakfast, it had to be on its knees next to sir, and sir would every now and then feed it via the feeding syringe more of the shake and cum mix. After breakfast, sir took it for a walk in the woods near his house. Sir tied it to a tree for over a couple of hours, then resumed the walk and ended up back in sir's basement. Sir took this time to make sure this gimp was back into a super gimpy state and maintained at that level. Sir allowed a couple of hours to pass like this before it was taken back to the bed of sir's truck and refastened to it. Sir then head back for its house. Once there, sir released it from the truck and said it could free itself. After sir returned back home, there sir would inform this gimp where sir put the keys. In the meantime, this gimp wrote this post per sir's request. Sir got back home many hours later, making a few stops along the way. Sir instructed it when and how to free itself from the gimp gear. Once out of the gear and cleaned up, it could evolve back to a human state. This scene was a ton of fun, but it had a lot of prep work and many safety steps were taken all through the scene to ensure a safe and fun time. Both of us cannot wait to do something like this again. Maybe it will be him as the gimp next time.